the Black community has had great spiritual influence, preachers and so forth. There was a time where there was that in America. Talk about how the spiritual teaching, the influence of sound teachers has changed within the Black community and how that's impacted them.
This is why I appreciate being partnered with Verge like we are, not just on the podcast, but David, in opportunities like this, because we have similar experiences that we can leverage off one another. Verge grew up in the quote-unquote Black church, as did I. What's sad for me is seeing this shift, and Verge sort of touched on this a second ago, seeing the shift in many pulpits in predominantly Black churches towards preaching a social gospel of liberation. They've bought into the theology of James Cone. They're preaching that as the quote-unquote gospel. But that is not the gospel that Christ preached. Christ preached a gospel of freedom from the bondage of sin. Many pulpits in inner cities right now are still preaching a theology that's held up against the bondage of Blacks in slavery.
Yes.
So that is a common, I'll agree with Virgil. We're not lumping all Black pastors and preachers into the same bucket. But I can tell you right now, in many of the larger inner cities in this country, liberation theology has grabbed a foothold, and it is holding on tight, and it is influencing and shaping the preaching that is coming out of many of these pulpits.